Hey, kids.
Hey. What's up?
Just talking about the delights of the stage. It's for you.
Magic food.
Yes. There we go.
You're listening to 91.5 FM in Medford, WMFO in Medford.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great program for you today.
That we do. Staged delights are the theme.
Yeah, so me and Helen have just went and saw the Alvin Aioli Dance Company the other day. They've got a great new musical going on.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely brilliant.
I know it was opening night this weekend. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the show?
Yeah, it was your standard two act ballet.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Really, you know, what was it called again?
Well, if it was a two act ballet, it's not Carmen and it's not Sleeping Beauty.
So it was the Nutcracker. Just a great plot. So for those of you who haven't seen The Nutcracker, it's about this woman, Roxy Hart, and she basically cheats on her husband.
Mm.
And then
Drosselmeyer.
Yes. Mm. And then she goes to jail, and then there's this guy named Billy White,
mm-hmm.
who comes and like defends her in court, and then she wins, and then she's basically a free woman. It's really, really fascinating. I actually wrote a review of this in the Tufts Daily for those of you who are interested in that kind of in the arts section, which is really just a half of a column on half of a page. But yeah, so we've got a great show for you guys. Me and Helen are excited to bring you another hour of classical delight.
Mm-hmm. Stage delights. And I'll be talking more about my own work with the stage this weekend. As some of you know, I was taken to Onegin. Listen carefully for that palatalized N.
Das ist ein gut ballet.
Yeah. But I was also a participant in a different kind of performance. I ended up with ketchup in my nose, and that's what I'll leave you with. We're going to listen to my favorite portion of the magic flute first. So you've heard some magic flute in the background already, and this is...
Is this the second act of the magic flute?
Actually, this is from Les Mis.
Ooh. For those of you who don't know, it's having a re-premiere on Off-Broadway, West 45th.
Mm.
What's his name? The Roger Rogers Theater?
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right, here we go.
Get your tickets now. WMFO.org.
Du bist and it's cheaper than temazepam.
shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy who can go all night without stopping. I want a boy who knows exactly what he needs. 8419@bard.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself and send a picture or two. And hurry up now because it's only getting colder.
Hey, kids.
So, that's what you heard. You heard some music there.
Some good, mm-hmm. Some not so good, some terrible.
Yeah. Kevin, do you have any secrets of the stage? Would you like to share?
Absolutely. Don't be too ambitious with your grand pliés.
Oh, yes.
You see the number one mistake that amateur ballet dancers make is they try to be very bold, mm-hmm. in their grand pliés, and what ends up happening is that their ties can't support that bend, and they fall over or they can't get back up, and you know, when you're in an extreme performance sport like competitive ballet, you know, the last thing you want is a 0 out of 10 on execution.
Ugh.
Which is what you'll get if you're too ambitious on a grand plié.
Exactly.
The second worst mistake that you can make is, okay, well, this one's there's two, mm-hmm. right? The first is just being terrible at your tendus.
Mm.
And then the
tendu means stretched,
right,
people,
right,
you know.
Right. And the other what that ties for terrible tendus is having a terrible second position. Some people just aren't meant, you know,
right,
for second position.
I mean,
and if you aren't, then you should just not do ballet. You should go into modern,
ugh,
you know,
true,
where they're a little
true.
Bit more forgiving.
Exactly. You can be a little bit more free with all that space between your legs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in ballet, we have very rigorous standards.
It's precise.
You know?
It's a science.
Yes, exactly.
It's a science.
Exactly.
It's precise.
I mean, if you're looking to just fool around, you're looking to have fun, you should think about, you know, contempo.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Or
something more for, you know,
for the
amateurs.
Especially plebeian among us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Lyrical.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
That was good. It's quite excellent.
Mm hmm.
So yeah, so you know, the stage can be frightful, but at the same time very delightful.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes. And, you know, in my time as a you know lead ballerina for the Alvin Aeoli Dance Company, it's, you know, you really get the full spectrum of terrible to absolutely amazing dancers. I mean, there's so much talent out there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time,
yeah,
sometimes you can also feel like, wow, there is no talent out there.
Right.
And that's,
I mean,
also true.
I think something that is happening again, that was happening in the early 20th century in ballet, is that people are coming back to areas of extreme specialization. So, for example, you know, you're known for your petit allegro.
Mm.
You know, grand allegro. George Balanchine wasn't exactly asking you to do it.
You know, you just know me too well. I mean, yeah, I mean, back, you know, back when I was dancing with Isadora Duncan, when we were doing collaborations, I mean, oh God, I hated her style. It was just so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in retrospect, I really regret saying that because, you know, she was such a visionary. I was just so close-minded, but I mean, at the end of the day, she's a modern dancer.
And, you know, not related to her style, but fun fact, she died on her way to my friend's great uncle's house. The convertible accident where she was choked by her own scarf that happened as she was on her way to my best friend's.
That was so Princess Diana of her.
One could say that. One could.
Yeah, good times back then. Dance was a very different place. It was a little more free.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but I mean, it was certainly a thing.
I would encourage our listeners to reflect.
Yeah, yeah. Go out and explore the world of dance. I mean, there's so much to be had.
Yes. Explore the stage.
Yes, exactly.
Explore the stage. And you know, I think another thing that's happening is that everywhere is a stage now, at least among...
And including here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
We're giving you a performance.
Absolutely. So yeah, so for those kids out there thinking about, you know, going into, you know, ballet or dance, just remember, you know, if you can't do second position, don't do ballet.
And really, if you can't do fourth position, just get out of the dance world altogether.
So
it's a difficult
note,
thing to hear, but I had a dance teacher once who said that doing the positions correctly was like spelling. It might sound like cat if you spell it K-A-T, but it's not cat. And the same is true of bad turnout in fifth position.
I mean, if you can't even do a rond de jambe, then you should just stick to theory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean...
Exactly.
Kids these days thinking, you know, a lot of people label themselves a dancer.
A dancer.
For those of you that aren't in the studio right now, I'm actually using air quotes, but you can't see that because this is radio.
Ballet of voices.
Exactly, and a lot of people call themselves dancers. They're not dancers.
No.
They're more like.
Movers.
Exactly that.
We're gonna play one song, and then our trainees are gonna come up. And
we've got some great
little samples for you.
Absolutely, we've got some great people on board today.
Answering the phones, so feel free to call in after about 10 minutes from now.
Yeah, I highly recommend, you know,
yeah,
posing the difficult questions.
Exactly. Like, please. Pose the questions.
You know, like, how do I do a good grand battement?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Or,
you should
what
ask.
Should the temperament of my pirouette be?
Exactly.
If I'm doing Kitri and Don Quixote.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So.
All right.
All right, kids.
Here we go.
You said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness. Where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster. In the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. On it. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of pain. Is touching souls. Surely you touch mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet.
Find me one, you got that. in your eyes like a loaded gun.
This place, I hope people change. I need time to replace what I gave away. And my hopes, they are high, I must keep them small. Though I try to resist, I still want it all. I see swimming pools and living rooms and airplanes.
Only fools do what I do. Only fools. good friend Emily Deal and Gigi Tutone on air. We are being featured on Tufts Aesthetic right now.
Pleasure to be here.
Yes. Thank you for listening. It's a big moment for us in our radio career. This is our radio debut.
Real nervous, first time.
I'm a little sweaty, honestly.
I was sweaty before I got here.
Well, she's an athlete, so give it up.
So
we got a PSA going for
you. A real exciting one.
Gigi, let us know what we're talking about today, what we need to learn about.
We're going to learn about some birth control.
I'm excited. Are you?
Stoked.
Okay.
Warning, drinking alcoholic beverages before pregnancy can lead to pregnancy. But there are many different kinds of effective birth control available these days. And you can find out more about them by visiting bedsider.org. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
Insightful.
Thank you, Gigi.
Anytime. That's what I'm here for.
That was beautiful. What do you feel like listening to right now?
What do you got for us?
I was thinking about a quick Heaven Only Knows.
Heaven Only Knows? Love it.
Power ballad?
Well, Chance the Rapper?
Chance. Power ballad.
Good friend.
My great friend.
Trusted colleague.
So let's get into that. Thank you for listening to us. Have a wonderful evening, everyone, on Tufts Aesthetics. Here we go.
I love it, I love it, love it, I love it, love it, I love it. So I love it, I love it, love it, I love it, love it, I love it. So I love it, I love it, love it, I love it, love it, I love it. So I love it, I love it. My girl trippin', say I treat her like a groupie, but I never took a groupie out to eat. See, I've been ballin', I've been poppin', I've been bubblin', I've been buzzin' in my city. Women love me, think I'm pretty, and they confirm it whenever they see me in person. If I said it, I meant it, I said it on purpose. Don't sleep on that furnace, cause boy, we hot. And then my job to make you think and make music that you feel, then these songs should make you sing. Guess we never know what we need to know or where we need to go. Mind it right, feel like I'm Ichiro. I shed light, they need to grow. Fuck them all, fuck they friends, fuck they car, fuck your brand, fuck your blog. Generals, here to push the envelope and change what they think. It's my job to make them think and make music that they feel. So these songs make them sing like, where the air will go.
We just made our first on-air mistake. Let's go, Bose. You cannot have explicit music on air, legally. We don't like to partake in illegal acts. So,
there's so many good words to use besides explicit.
Right. Let's get creative with our language, everyone.
Yeah. A nice darn it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love it? Fudge. What? Oh, we're nice, damn it. We're allowed to say that.
We're allowed to say that. Once again, let's go Bose. So, in this quick panic to find new music to listen to.
We're going
to
play some relaxing music, calm the nerves. I know all you guys are getting real antsy. The adrenaline's flowing through you.
Flowing.
We just want to calm you down. We're right here.
Stacy's mom, of course. You gotta go for the classics. So,
hold
thanks
tight.
For listening in. Hold tight. I don't know what my life is.
Did you turn off the mic?
Oh.
After school, we can hang around by the pool. Hello. How's it going, everyone in Medford / everywhere else? This is Temi Oyemi, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm also training. First time behind the wheels. Feels good. Got a lot of control here. Brakes. I tore the brakes off, so we're gonna see how that goes. Well, maybe I can just give you a preview of what to expect on a show with me. I don't have a DJ name yet. Still working on that. It's a month process. Might have some gaffes, some goofs, a couple laughs. Some boofs, spoofs, loofs, and just good old talking. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Man, I feel really powerful behind this mic. Let's see. I'm just testing. Oh. Hey, Helen?
Yeah?
I have to be, so for this thing over here, it has to be above the red line, red bar.
It can be at it.
Oh, okay. Right.
As long as it's on. Is it on?
Yes, it's on. I've been talking to myself this entire time. Yeah. Well, before this, I was like, I'll definitely have something to say, but I don't. So, let's see. I've been feeling a lot of Kendrick lately, but I don't know how explicit his stuff is. So we're gonna go with some good old 2 Chainz. Ha, I'm kidding. That stuff is really rough on the ears. Yeah, it's really raw. Future, have you guys heard of the artist Future? I personally would not call him an artist, but he does mumble into a mic once every moon, makes millions from mumbling into a mic. I'm gonna play some Caribou. Caribou is it's an animal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Great meat.
I wouldn't know. But great, delicious, I hear. Yeah, it's good stuff. Well,
it's the beef of venison.
Oh, venison. Venison doesn't sound delicious, to be honest. It's a really disgusting word, in my opinion. I'd like it to be removed. But that would probably not happen.
Can you do a face swap with John and a piece of venison?
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I think I'll just play some music for now. This has been DJ Temmie. That's the pending name I have for myself. Not really creative, so I'll probably trash it. But it's what I have going on for now. And you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Thanks. Yes. Can you hear me now?
No.
No? Oh.
Try pressing the on button.
Okay.
Oh, no, you need talk
back.
Okay. Oh, talk back. Nope.
Air. You're off air.
Press on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. Okay.
Do you have a little diagram?
Yes. I was trying to remember off air.
Boom. Do you have the microphone, your microphone turned on? Mic one?
Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No.
Hmm.
That's how I answered it, like, well, last year was just holding all three buttons down.
Oh.
And it works, so. As long as you can do it, I don't really care.
Okay.
These are so fine. Do you want to do the last 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yes.
And Kevin and I'll sign off.
Okay.
So just make sure you guys take the test.
Stacy, can I come over?
What the? Hello. I think I'm on air. Right? Yes, definitely. Yeah. Hello. Wow. I got some work to do, everyone. I messed up the first call I ever got. I'll look back on this day in 4 years, and I'll be telling my children. I assume I'll have 4 kids by then. I'll tell them, you know, 4 years and 4 children. You know, your dad wasn't always perfect. Well, mostly, but he did mess up once. And they'll tell me, stop talking to us, Dad, because they're too cool for me. My children will all be way too cool for me because they'll be called quadruplets. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. It's 5:57 and you've been listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yes.
This has been Tammy Oyemi on the mic talking, verbalizing his thoughts and all that stuff. I think I'd like to pass it all over, pass it over to the grandmasters of the station. Helen, would you guys like to take over?
Sure. Sure.
Awesome.
I think we end with Sheryl Crow.
I like, standing in the sun or whatever.
Yeah. I've been playing If It Makes You Happy in crafts like all day. Ooh, so cool. I want to save that, I think, because I actually do like this song.
Oh, the mic is on, so we can.
Oh, I just turned it on.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
It's all good.
Hit me on my phone.
You've been privy to the background scenes that happen here at WMFO.
Yeah, we've got some great programming going on in the background. For those of you who don't know, we do try really hard on this program to give you the best of the best in NPR-sponsored content.
That's true. We do love NPR. Why can't I hear myself?
You're not supposed to.
Yes, I... Okay, there we go. It's all good.
All right, so we're gonna end the show now with a little...
Little
Sheryl.
Sheryl Crow. Do we have anything else to say to the listeners before we sign off?
Just remember, second position.
Mm-hmm. It should be the width of your foot between your other feet. That's it. That's the law. Otherwise, go dance with Isadora Duncan.
Yeah.
All right.
God rest her soul.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Isadora Duncan. And also Nancy Reagan, thank you for your help that you gave our friend Miller in high school. Goodbye.